Welcome back to a great new sounding Freedom Train podcast series. I am Joseph Ward, and always ride with me is my homie, Mr. Al Darius himself, Patrick Irvin. What it is, Pat?
It is being good. Good, sir.
Hey, man, if you're not is being good, then is what you doing?
Is not being good.
It is you is or is you ain't.
It's my baby. Dun,
there, you dun, dun, dun. There you go.
Is my man. Baby doing something new?
Yeah, y'all know how we do that over here on the Freedom Train podcast series, but you already know we are brought to you by PACS Inc. That's PACTSINC.org. And PACS Inc. gives you information about Black history and information about the Black community, survival information, educational information, all types of information. They have codes of conduct. Also, resources to help you improve your community. All you got to do is visit the website, www.pactsinc.org. They also have an Amazon Smile program that they are part of. If you go to amazonsmile.com, go ahead and register yourself. You can register for a nonprofit you want to support. Make that pactsinc.org. Bam, you in the amazonsmile.com. Get that. But make sure you go to the website, www.pactsinc.com. And while you're at it, make sure you visit our Freedom Train website, www.freedomtrainradio.com. That way you can see me freestyling with and breakdancing at the same time on my head with my shirt off.
Word.
Who liver than that?
Nobody. Electric Boogaloo.
Nobody. But we're going to start it off with the dude who didn't pick Simone Sanders on his team, even though she tackled somebody for him, Joe Biden. Yes, I said it. All right, so Pat, what's going on with Joe Biden and these vaccine mandates, man? Help us understand what's going on, bro.
Well, we got two separate issues here when it comes to Joe Biden and the vaccine mandate. Mm-hmm. The first issue is that he has mandated that all federal workers at this point, it was going department by department, but now he just said all federal workers must be vaccinated.
Okay.
And there's a bit of an uproar about that, but not nearly as much of an uproar as there is about the second issue, which is the mandate or the OSHA directive that I don't believe has been put into place yet, but that is coming down the pipe. It's already been announced anyway, that companies that have more than 100 employees, they have to mandate that either their employees be vaccinated or that they receive a COVID test every week. And that has everybody losing their minds. You got Texas governors. You got Republican governors promising to fight it in court and threatening civil liberties all over the place. You got companies talking about suing and not enforcing mandate. Not a lot of them, but there are a few. You have people that are basically saying, I'm going to quit my job if they make me do this and do that. Yeah, it's so that one is turning into a mess.
Yeah. Yeah. So
people are calling him Fuhrer Biden and they're calling him a dictator and they going all in right now.
You said Fuhrer Biden? What is that?
Yep. Fuhrer. It's like a supreme leader.
Oh, okay. Well, they ain't okay, never mind. All right. So all right, so for some folk and for me, let's do a little reading. And so Pat just gave a summary, but, you know, let's do a little reading. So on Thursday, President Joe Biden on Thursday imposed stringent new vaccine rules on federal workers, large employers, and health care staff in a sweeping attempt to contain the largest surge of COVID-19. The new requirements could apply to as many as 100 million Americans, that's close to 2/3 of the American workforce, and amount to Biden's strongest push yet to require vaccines for much of the country. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us. Biden said in his tone hardening toward Americans who still refuse to receive the vaccine, despite ample evidence of their safety and full approval of one, the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. He said vaccinated America was growing frustrated with the 80 million people who have not received shots and are fueling the spread of the virus. And he acknowledged the new steps would not provide a quick fix. While America is in much better shape than it was 7 months ago when I took office, I need to tell you a second fact. We are in a tough stretch and it could last for a while, Biden said in an early evening speech from the White House. What the? After the center of Biden's new plan is directing, I mean, at the center of Biden's plan, Biden's new plan is directing the Labor Department to require all businesses with 100 or more employees, like Pat said, ensure their workers are either vaccinated or tested once a week. An expansive step the president took after consultation with administration, health officials, and lawyers. Companies could face thousands of dollars in fines per employee if they don't comply. That's that bullshit. But U.S. Postal Service workers could fall under that rule, a senior administration official told CNN, and employees will be required to be vaccinated or face mandatory weekly testing. The Postal Service, a quasi-independent agency, employs more than 640,000 people. Biden also signed an executive order requiring all government employees be vaccinated against COVID-19 with no option of being regularly tested to opt out. The president signed an accompanying order directing the same standard be applied to employees of contractors who do business with the federal government. And I'm going to stop right there. So how you feel about that?
It's not unprecedented the way people are making it out.
Explain.
Well, it's been well documented for a while that the president has, for the most part, absolute authority over federal workers. So you got a lot of federal workers right now that are upset that they have to get the shot and they feel like their rights are being violated. To that end, I say you didn't read your employment contract. I know going into the military. Go ahead. What's up?
Tell them why. You know what times we in. Tell them why they needed to read that contract.
Because when you sign a contractual agreement, when you become a federal worker, a federal government worker, you agree to certain things. Mm-hmm. And one of those things that you agree to is to the lawful instructions and directives passed by the commander in chief.
Okay.
He has the authority and the ability to mandate whatever he wants to mandate as long as it's not going to cause you to commit a crime.
Right.
When we join the military, let's not get it confused. The military is federal workers. Everybody in the military is essentially a federal worker. They don't ask you if you want to get a shot or don't want to get a shot. You take your ass through the assembly line and you get all the vaccines they're going to give you. Right. And if you get if you have a problem with that, they kick you out. You lose your job. There was an issue when Bush was president, when I was in, where people were a little bit concerned when Bush was president and when I was in, where people were concerned about whether or not they would be able to pay military salaries. And everybody was talking about how they were going to riot and do all this and do all of that. No, it comes with the territory. If they have to suspend your pay is suspended. You're a federal worker. And so the federal government has regularly mandated certain healthcare initiatives be put in place for federal workers. So the federal worker thing, like, they really don't have an argument to stand on. I feel this is part of being a federal worker. Job security, impact by policy. You can't really get around it.
So this not an Illuminati takeover?
No, this is not. This is anybody that says the federal worker policy is some sort of power grab or whatever has just not been paying attention. Has not. They can mandate that federal workers get the flu shot every year if they want, and you can't do nothing about it but get the shot or quit your job. So you do have an option as a federal worker. You can quit your job. You can do, like, that's your option. So now when you get to the private business thing, that's where it gets a little bit more dicey. The OSHA regulation of people have to either be vaccinated.
And this is the second, or the, this the accompanying second piece. This is the accompanying
second accompanying piece. And the federal worker thing, I'll say this as well, because the contractors, right? If you do contract business with the federal government, there is a stipulation in almost every federal contract that I've read that says that basically if the federal government passes rules and regulations and whatnot, they do have the ability to enforce whatever they want to enforce on people that they choose to do business with. We're going to give you the money. You got to do what we want you to do. So right. The federal contractors, in my opinion, even though they're not federal workers, they fall under the same umbrella as federal workers. So they don't have an argument.
Right.
I don't care what they say. I don't care how you feel about it.
Because
you work for the federal government.
Right. Well,
this has always been an option.
Like I said, at my job, it was, well, most people are already vaccinated anyway. So maybe like 15 people may not have been. And so, hey man, you got into a specific date to get it, or you got to find somebody else to work, but we'll receive federal money.
Right. If you get any money from the federal government to provide any services or anything like that, or you work for the federal government, this kind of thing comes with the territory. And this is why it's important to read your contracts.
Right. Now, with all that being said, I still don't like that shit.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Well, you know how I feel about all this before we get into the second part. Personally, I don't like the push. And we know that the harder they push, the more they're going to
push back.
Right. You're not going to push people into getting vaccinated.
Right.
So, and the more you push, the more you give people reason to believe that you have some ulterior motive. That's just the way people's minds work.
Right. I mean, the push doesn't help quiet the conspiracy theorist.
No, it doesn't.
Because it's like, you know, we playing around in the chat the other day, but the question's asked, well, why are they mandating, you know, me, the money, but, you know. But it doesn't help quiet the mind. And I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I'm a conspiracy theorist that's driven by actual information too. So,
yeah.
But my mind does wonder, like, what's, because money does is first thing to come to my mind realistically when we talk about the push. But that is a question that I've been asking. Why the push? I think the biggest push should be mass mandates rather than the vaccine. Because yes, we could, if everybody was vaccinated, the virus could still be transmitted. Yes, less people would die, less people would be sick. We get that. But if you push mask, then you could help prevent that spread of the virus totally.
Yeah, I think, and I was talking to this with a few of the friends of the show, and I think one of the chat, because I understand the push, I don't agree with it.
Right, I fully understand it. Yeah.
And my thing is, I think it's bad policy. The policy they have is, let's get everybody vaccinated so that we can... if we get everybody vaccinated, then everybody's safe. That's the policy position.
It's like, man, we got to cover our asses because we messed up from the beginning.
Right.
So we got to, so this is our turn to cover our asses. And I think the Biden administration is overzealous. Like,
yeah, he's definitely hyper aggressive.
Joe Biden, he desperately wants to go down on the right side of history. He desperately wants to, especially following Trump. So because Obama's going down no matter what. No, Obama could have been hot garbage as president. He was going down just because he's the first black president. Joe Biden being a part of that. For Joe Biden, I'm just thinking Joe Biden seeing that, and I'm not saying this is true, but this is just me. He's saying that Joe Biden won't. I want to go down as one of the. I want to be remembered as somebody who did something significant. So I'm a pretend like a mug that I'm doing stuff for black people.
Well, I think Joe Biden is. I think being hyper aggressive in a lot of ways is just a part of his personality. I do think he wants to go down. And I do think he wants to be remembered for more than just being Obama's vice president.
Yeah.
But I think more than anything, you're talking about like political will. There isn't any political will to change course. And changing course is what needs to happen. The vaccine is cool. Not taking nothing away from it, but the vaccine is not an answer because the vaccine doesn't prevent people from getting it.
Right. Right.
So it's not an answer. At best, everybody gets vaccinated and it continues to circulate, but nobody gets sick.
Right, right. And that's not what we want because, like I said, the vaccine is a part of the toolkit. And it may be a significant part of the toolkit, right, but it's not the whole toolkit. And
right,
they're acting like, hey, if everybody gets vaccine, then everything is cool. And it's like, well, no, because we still have the issue of breakthrough cases as well as the issue of the mutation in the viruses. So myself and a lot of people are asking, how will the vaccine be able to protect against the mutations?
It doesn't, though.
Different variants.
But that's part of the problem. If we were dealing with regular Veronica, right, the vaccine would be a lot more significant in terms of its effectiveness as a means of protection in the toolkit. But now you got Delta. You got Mu. You got C1-2-1. You got all of these other mutations that are showing up that can evade antibodies.
Right.
That can evade protection.
The vaccine
in these situations is not even really a part of the toolkit anymore.
Well, that's what I was explaining to somebody earlier about the virus being able to not only mutate, but learn its environment to be able to hide from the antibodies, because I don't think a lot of people really understand that. And that's one of my questions I have with the push of the vaccine is, okay, so we have the virus that's already mutated to the Delta and the Mu and the X and LOP and the transformer version that you just said, whatever you just said. So it's a bit more sophisticated. These variants are a bit more sophisticated than the original. So they have learned to literally hide from antibodies. They're mutating. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, because we got to understand your body is trained to fight a very specific kind of virus when you get protections or immunity from something. A significant mutation makes the virus look like something else. And if your body's not geared to fight that something else, you got another headache on your hands. And so this is why I say bad policy. Vaccinated people still need to be doing everything that unvaccinated people are doing.
Right. Look, I believe, and we both agree, we need to shut this thing down for at least a month.
Absolutely.
Government could pay for it. They should.
Everybody should get a check.
They've proven they can shut this thing down for about a month. Cover people's expenses, cover these businesses. You've proven you can do it. And let's lessen the spread. If we catch you outside and you ain't doing no real business, you congregating, I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to tickle you to death or something. I don't know, but we're going to do something. But And nothing, I don't want nobody to have to go to jail or malicious things, but we need to get the point across to people that, all right, I'm in Tallahassee, Florida. This past weekend, we just had at least 80, 90,000 people, maybe 100,000 people to attend two football games, less than a mile, and two stadiums less than a mile or 2 miles away from each other in a small area, in a small town on the south side of Tallahassee. Florida State had a game, home game, FAMU had a home game, and people went. And people was in the stadiums, in the stands, in the crowd with no mask on. Now, if you look at the FAMU game, you can see more people with masks on at the FAMU game. So, but the FSU game.
But a part of the problem is the policies and the decisions they made to incentivize getting vaccinated. If you get vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. If you get right. vaccinated, you can go out and do this. And now that's locked in. And that's where I go back to political will. There's no political will, no political courage to change course from that. And that's exactly what needs to happen. Right. We need to change course and so tell people the truth.
Yeah. The truth is you're still not helping. Even if you're vaccinated, if you're still going out, congregating, going in groups and stuff,
harm than good.
Yeah. If you're sitting out there trying to live your best life in the middle of a pandemic. And that's what I keep. One thing I was telling somebody earlier, the lady down the street I was talking to earlier, shout out to Miss Lorraine. So at this point last year, the virus was bad. But at this point, this year, even with the vaccine, it's worse.
It's worse.
It's documented that it's worse, but yet we've relaxed our standards in the way we're existing. We've totally relaxed. We can all see that it's worse. We're all experiencing the worst because now people that we know are dying. A teacher at an elementary school here just died of COVID just recently. Like people that we know is getting closer and closer to home. But yet we've relaxed our standards in the way we're existing right now in the middle of a pandemic that's gotten worse. All because people have gotten the vaccine and they believe it's all good. Y'all crazy as hell.
Yeah, it's problems all the way around. And I personally, and I got no science to back this up, this is just my personal opinion, I believe that these antibody-resistant variants mutated in the body of a vaccinated person.
It could have.
It makes more sense than them mutating in the body of an unvaccinated person.
Right, but once again, this doesn't help the argument of people who don't want to get the vaccine, especially at businesses where not going to really be affected by the government, by the federal mandate.
Right. So, but that's the litmus test, right? Like not the litmus test, but that's the test, right? Like the question around whether or not you as an individual get vaccinated is still the same. Is the risk of damage from COVID greater than the risk of damage from the vaccine? That's still the essential question that you have to answer, and everybody has a personalized answer for that. I don't get into answering that question to anybody.
That's your business. That's your business.
Yeah, make your choice. But the fact of the matter is the vaccine does provide some protections. It does make it where, even with Delta, it makes it where if you get sick, you're not as sick. It still has those benefits. It still has some unknown variables, like 5-10 year fallout. We don't know. It ain't been 5-10 years. But the fact of the matter is,
we don't have no 5-10 year fallout for the Rona either.
Right. Right. There's a lot we don't know about what we don't know, and you can weigh the unknown however you choose to weigh it. That's another thing that's personal. I can't get into how much value you put on what we don't know. But the fact of the matter is, the policy decisions that have been made surrounding the vaccine and everything around it, I don't have a problem with the vaccine. I have a problem with the policies that are being pushed.
So real quick, because we just touched on it, but the OSHA thing, what's the OSHA component?
So the deal with OSHA is I don't like that a lot more than I don't like the federal thing. Now, mind you, again, it's not overstepping its bounds. In Mississippi and Alabama, two states that have swore to the death that they're going to fight this until the states split up, also have policies mandating certain inoculations for children to go to school, mandating certain inoculations for certain state jobs. Like, there are mandates for certain inoculations in every state. And I believe it's Alabama that prides itself on the fact that its children are some of the most inoculated children in America. But they're pushing. So
they
from
trust,
that
they
frame,
trust those, though.
Yeah, but from so, yeah, from that frame of reference, though, it's still not an overreach. It's still not a power grab. I just don't like it because I don't like the idea of forcing people to inject themselves with something.
See, Alabama is saying, I trust crack, heroin, cocaine, but not Molly, because I don't know what's in it.
So my thing is, I'm cool with, like, so you don't force people to inject something into their body. Like, that's a very personal thing.
Right.
So, with the logic, you know, and I'm not advocating for punishing people one way or another. But what I do think, well, I won't say that, because I do think that a lot of people are having block parties, concerts, all of these mass get-togethers.
Those people need
to have to pay a pandemic tax. And I'm not even going to hold you. If you want to put on an event right now, you should have to pay a very extreme pandemic tax. I'm not, and I don't feel bad about saying it. The government, one of the standard responsibilities of a government is to protect its citizens, even if it has to protect its citizens from those citizens themselves.
We know our government understands the psyche and the behavior of its citizens. A lot of people may think that it doesn't, but they spend a lot of time and money and resources making sure they understand the behavior of its citizens. And it really gets that, okay, people have this certain mentality around being told what to do.
Absolutely.
And in the land of the free, people believe that to be free means that I can do whatever the hell I want with no consequence.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what free means in a republic. This is not a democracy. This is democratic republic, which means we tell y'all we democratic, but our ass is this republic.
No, I mean, it means as a democracy, you vote for the people that make the rules. You don't make the rules. You vote for the people that do. That's the way this shit works. But you're 100% right. They understand psychology. They understand how the average American thinks. And that doesn't help them in terms of dealing with the conspiracy theorists either. Because bad policy decision after bad policy decision after bad policy decision starts to look like something.
Yeah. Yeah. You motherfuckers don't know what you're doing.
So, but no, I really do. I've been thinking about this a lot. You don't penalize the small person for going to a concert. You don't. That's the wrong way to go about it.
Penalize the motherfuckers who benefit from the concert.
Right. You penalize the big fish that can afford to put on a concert and that benefit from it. That's how you benefit. Because the small fish, all of us little people, yeah, we bitch, we moan, complain. We ain't gonna do shit but bitch, moan, and complain.
And keep doing the same thing we've been doing.
Right. But these, like, I'm looking at all of these entertainers and whatnot that's throwing concerts and having tens of thousands of people coming out. They should be fined for that. You got enough money where you don't have to throw a concert. Throw a digital one.
That's a lot. There's a lot you can do. We wanna be able to see you in person and experience, man, all right? But keep that same energy if your ass down sick with COVID.
The same with everybody. I believe the states should pay for every kid that gets sick with COVID because they reopen schools.
Oh, yeah.
State governments pay for that.
There's no
reason. That's their negligence directly.
I'm definitely against reopening the schools. I know a lot of people disagree with us on that, but I don't care. I'm definitely, because look how many districts and schools and stuff had to shut down. Look how many kids being sent home with COVID. Like, kids dying, teachers dying.
Right. Like, kids are dying.
It wasn't a good decision. Like, it was once a stupid decision. Once again, here in Leon County, Tallahassee, Florida, parents had to fight tooth and nail to make sure the mask mandate sticks, because a good number of dumbass parents in Tallahassee thought that because they was like, well, the governor said we don't need to wear masks, so I don't want my kids wearing masks. Well, they shouldn't wear masks. We anti-maskers. They literally wanted the kids to go to school and be all together in the middle of a pandemic with no mask. So if the parents, if the smart, good parents, and shout out to all them in Tallahassee, wouldn't stood up, COVID numbers in the schools would be worse.
And they bad as it is.
Right. But they would be worse. More kids probably would have died. More teachers probably would have died. More parents. The kids taking these things home, like, man, y'all people better wake the hell up, man.
Yeah, and we both know people that have kids that are brought COVID home. And that's the other thing you got to think about. The kid might be okay. What about the parent?
I'm still mad Miss Agnes Fury has passed because of COVID. I'm still mad about that. I've been talking about that for the longest because I'm still mad about it, because she didn't deserve it. She gave too much to this community for somebody to bring her COVID. That's that bullshit.
And that's that selfish shit. That's 100% selfish shit. Who'd have knew? That, and I'm not talking about all parents, but a lot of you parents was just so frustrated with having your kids home that you couldn't wait to send them somewhere else during a pandemic.
Yeah. Because who would have ever thought you actually had to really parent your kids?
Heaven forbid you got to teach the little motherfucker something.
I mean, greatly. I mean, we thought it would just get either bust a nut or get nutted in and just let them raise themselves, right? Throw them to the wolves. Oh, it's the teacher's job to raise them.
Right, right, right.
That's why a lot of these people are still mad about this critical race theory, because the schools don't want to teach Black history. Well, what about you?
Yeah. Well, we know what it is on that. And that's a whole other show we could do on parents, because I do feel like parents in America have shown their colors. Like, oh, yeah. COVID has revealed a lot about the reality of our relationships with each other, a lot about how much we really care about each other, and a lot about parenting.
Right. Right. Hey, so in Texas, an abortion law has passed. All right, fine. I just need to find a good article. So with the U.S. Supreme Court, a new law went into effect in Texas that bans abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. That's well before many women even know they are pregnant. So I was scrolling through social media and I saw this lady's post, and it was like a well-shared, maybe viral post. And I don't remember all of what she was saying in the post, but basically she was like, well, if the baby has a heartbeat at 6 weeks, can I get insurance and some of these other things for the baby? Basically insinuating like you can kill this after 6 weeks, like, what's she trying to say? Because they're saying you can't get an abortion. So basically at 6 weeks you could do a lot of stuff. I'm fucking it up. I don't really understand what she was trying to say. I'm fucking that part up. I don't know. But I do know, all in all, she was saying that the abortion law is stupid. That's all, so in all, that's what I do.
She's probably making a point of, if it's murder, if I get an abortion after 6 weeks, why can't I take out life insurance? Yeah, why can't I do all of these other things that you can do for a child? Why can't I do them for my unborn baby and be compensated? Right. If I don't go full term,
there you go. Bam. That's I was pretending like I didn't know so I could throw it off the backboard to you. but I felt her on that. I felt her on that. But that was the first time I come across a piece of information about the abortion law. I have been keeping up with some of the stories around it, but so that led me to looking at some other stuff. But let me read this to you. The law allows private citizens to sue abortion providers and anyone else who helps a woman obtain an abortion, including those who give a woman a ride to a clinic or provide financial assistance to obtain an abortion. Private citizens who bring these suits don't need to show any connection to those they are suing. That's that dumb shit. And see, Texas, I'm gonna keep saying this, no matter what fuckery you do, you would never be Florida. Never. You would never be Florida. We wake up, we're stupid at the deepest part of our sleep. You would never be us. At your worst, you would never be us, Texas. Never. Stop doing this dumb shit that y'all doing. Texas people, stop voting these people in. Stop doing that. This is stupid. I don't know no other way to put this. This is fucking stupid, Texas. Now, I saw some posts on some women. I think some women are going, I understand. Well, I don't understand. I can empathize with their anger. But they're saying, well, because this law or whatever, women should stop having sex with men. Hold up now. Hold up now. Hold up. Go after the men. So. Go after the people who put this law into place. This is not, no, seriously though, this is not a blanket attack men thing. This is everybody, male or female, or whatever you classify yourself as. If you're against this law, everybody click up and be against it. This is not a time to be everybody against men or something like that. Like, this is a time for people to get together and make this right, because this is fucking stupid, Texas.
Yeah. I think people mess up when they try to fight the morality argument. Like the pro-life people that are, I'm sorry, the pro-choice people that try to fight the pro-life people that say, well, it's murder. And they say, no, like, I like the argument she presented, but I still feel like that's a trap. Because the argument they're presenting is playing on people's heartstrings. They want you to envision a actual child being killed.
Right.
You're not going to win that argument, because the moment somebody envisions a child being killed, you're done. Your view is lost. I think it needs to go back to the reason why Roe v. Wade was determined the way it was determined. This is about the health of the woman. The physical health of the woman. That is all this is about. It's not about morality. Don't bring other stuff into it.
Well, you can't bring morality into law when you're talking about abortions, but act like morality don't exist when we're talking about race and other subjects. Don't be moral now.
That's that right. Well, and I think if you are going to get into the moral debate, get all the way into it. let's talk about what happens to the kids that are in the foster care system. Talk about the children that are wards of the state. Let's talk about the children that are in juvenile detention centers.
And we know they don't care about, man, these people who put this law in place, their mentality about a lot of these kids is fuck them kids. Let's be real. FTK. They got
to take. Oh, yeah. They trying home. To score political points. Absolutely.
Yeah. But so.
I'm just saying, right? Like, the abortion argument has strayed so far away. And this is another reason why I don't believe they'll ever overturn Roe v. Wade. Is because they're arguing a whole separate issue. I'd be wondering if any of them have ever read the court decision. Because they're not even presenting no arguments to overturn the court decision. They're presenting an entirely different case.
Pat, why would you ask that question? Why would you ask that people read something?
That's true. I'm slipping.
What You're country right. are we in?
You're right. You're right.
Reading. Man, for a lot of these people, reading to them is like bathing to these white celebrities. It don't happen too often. But and my just white celebrities really came out in the middle of a pandemic that, and said they don't bathe. Just marinate on that. But back to abortion.
I'm not gonna marinate on that because that sounds like a disgusting thing to marinate on. But. Because I didn't hear that, and I don't want to hear it. So don't send me no clips. But what I'm saying is abortion is a healthcare issue. It's about the health of the woman and her and the fetus, absolutely. But the primary concern is the health of the woman.
Right. Because her health has to be at its best for that fetus to even survive.
So I don't even get caught up in the moral arguments. Now, when somebody presents a broken picture, like they tried to do with the whole third trimester abortion bullshit that's not even real or true, where they were invoking pictures of doctors reaching up into a woman's vagina and grabbing a baby by the neck and breaking his neck. You know, like you see, you hear these stories or you read about them on the internet, on social media, and you're like, do you really think that happens? Really? Yeah. And then you ask them, have you ever been to an abortion clinic? Well, no, why would I go there? Well, I mean, if you telling people that they throwing murder fetuses out in the trash. Right. The very first thing I want to do when I hear that somebody's throwing dead fetuses in the trash. I'm gonna go look through the trash.
I want to see this, especially if I'm trying to expose these. If I'm trying to expose these people, I'm gonna go look in the trash and see.
I'm going to look at the trash, and if it is fetuses in there, I'm taking video evidence, picture evidence, audio evidence.
People go hard trying to expose
right away.
People go hard at exposing restaurants. Now, come on, now.
Right. Now, Texas on some bullshit with this
one. Yeah, I mean, it's still stupid. Let me read a little further. So it bans abortions as soon as cardiac activity is detectable. That's around 6 weeks, which is before a lot of people know they're pregnant. Other states have tried to do this, but those laws have been challenged by abortion rights groups and blocked by federal courts again and again. So groups who oppose abortion rights have pushed for this Texas law, hoping that it will be harder for federal courts to knock it down. Instead of requiring public officials to enforce the law, this law allows individuals to bring civil lawsuits against abortion providers or anyone else found to aid or abet illegal abortions. Anyone who successfully sues an abortion provider under this law could be awarded at least $10,000. Oh, man. So let's just talk about that right now. They've basically put a bounty on abortions.
Yeah, they're trying to.
If I don't know you, or if I want to be malicious or anything like that, somebody gets an abortion, or you just want $10,000. That putting a bounty on that brings out all the evil in these people in this society. They understand that once again, because they understand the psychology of the people. So they know you put a bounty on that, people are gonna be like, oh, 10 stacks. I can get 10 stacks real quick just by snitching.
Or lying.
That's that bullshit. Right. That's that bullshit. So, and to prepare for that, Texas Right to Life has set up what is called a whistleblower website where people can submit anonymous tips about anyone they believe to be violating the law. See? Could be out here lying on people. These lawsuits are not against the women, says John Sago with Texas Right to Life. The lawsuits will be against the individuals making money off of the abortion industry itself. So this is not spy on your neighbor and see if they're having an abortion. But it goes back to what you were saying earlier about them trying to bring in this morality angle for it. As if, okay, well, if you abort these babies at 6 weeks or something, you're doing something wrong. But a white cop can kill a fully functioning person and get away with it.
Yeah, I mean, the question also has to be asked, like, standing is a real thing, right? Like, you can't just sue anybody. You have to prove to the courts that you have standing to sue. Meaning, you have to prove to the courts that you were somehow injured, financially, physically, emotionally, some kind of way you were negatively impacted by this option. I think that this whole thing is going to be thrown out just based off that. You can't give carte blanche to anybody to sue anybody for any reason, whether or not it's real or not.
10 stacks. What you mean?
States don't have that kind of power in America. I'm sorry.
Bruh. I read it and the website and a meme said it.
You right. You right. My bad. I'm wrong.
You keep underestimating the power of memes, though.
I do.
I'm telling you, dog. Like, nobody in the world was learning stuff before memes came out. So,
absolutely. I mean, that's why Abraham Lincoln hat was so tall. He had his computer under there, and when wasn't nobody looking, he would take it off and check social media at the time for the latest memes, then put it back in his hat.
So
I got you.
What did OnlyFans look like back then?
It was black and white still. That was kind of blurry, though.
They had to actually go to the place.
yeah. Women in they nightwear.
Flip books. Hey, pulling it up to their knees.
Right.
You seen that kneecap?
Right. Wiggling their toes and shit. That's crazy. you going to hell?
Hey, all in all, fuck Texas, man. And they lawmakers, not the people, but the lawmakers, man. This is stupid, man. It's asinine. And I'm with the women. I'm rocking with the women on this, man. Can't be telling, like, for real, like, hey, man, like, because they're like, no matter the situation, 6 weeks, nah, man, you can't do that. No matter the situation. All right. Okay.
I'm with you. I'm pro-choice all day. That's the individual decision by the woman and whoever she has sex with. Yeah. Those two people get together and decide what they want to do. If they want to keep the baby, great. If they don't,
that's great. All
whatever they choose to do.
Anybody else, fuck your feelings.
Pretty much. She ain't got shit to do with you. If it was that big a deal, y'all would be camped out outside abortion clinics telling people, here, if you don't want to give birth, sign the rights, sign the baby over to me, I'll take care of it. Why ain't that happening?
Because, man, come on, man. People want real responsibility. People just like yelling shit. People just like
you're right. You're right. My bad.
People, dog. In this world, you'll get farther just pretending like you stand for something than actually really standing for something.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people got famous for getting out of their car at a protest, taking a picture, then getting back in their car and driving away.
Hey, man, Black Lives Matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Take that picture.